all the sights and the sounds from the Lions as they get ready for the season, joined by players and coaches all week long. Right now, it's Kelvin Shepherd, linebackers coach. How's practice been so far?
Oh, it's been outstanding, and thanks for having me this morning, guys. It's been very upbeat, like we talked about when we were off air just now, man. Very exciting, especially from a defensive standpoint this far.
And it feels like, just from watching, and we did mention this in the break there, the defense has a different feel to it. It feels like there is more confidence, there's more swag. What is it that has generated that?
Those are literally the perfect words to use there, John, because that's exactly what it is. And you're feeling it, you're seeing it, you're hearing it. And it starts with the front office and Brad Holmes and the things he was able to do and get done this offseason with the additions. Obviously, you're going to be better with better talent naturally. Yep. But as you know, this is a team sport, team camaraderie. You have a bunch of talent, a bunch of guys out there running around with their heads cut off. These guys are the right people as well. And I mean all of them. As crazy as Terrion is, my man T.A., he really has the right mentality when it comes to being a professional, locked in, dialed into the details of the nuances of the defenses. And it's showing, man.
How important is that? Especially on the defensive side, when you get into games, how does that translate to better performance and ultimately, hopefully, it's more wins?
It's just, I mean, the confidence is everything. You can't be defeated before the ball's kicked off. And knowing that I got these guys on the outside now saying, I'm going to get these cats. Y'all just stop the run. We got this back here. I mean, it just exudes confidence throughout. And now, and not just the back end, the front end. My man DJ Reed ain't even put pads on yet, and we still feel him in his presence of being here. Davenport, a physical edge player. Pecco, we've brought in, a rotational piece inside. I mean, I could go down the line, down. Levi Onwuzurike is looking like a guy I've never seen since he's arrived here in 2021. So it's just the excitement, but it means nothing. We got to consistently do this over the course of training camp and then allow that to bleed into week one.
How about Jack Campbell? Everybody's buzzing about the leap he could take this year. John's called him his breakout guy. Doug Kirsch, our midday guy, says he's the breakout guy. What have you seen? You're coaching him up close.
Well, for my sake, I hope you guys are right. He's a breakout guy and make me look like a good coach. But no, Jack is awesome, man. When I say Jack makes coaching easy, because when I say a guy that holds himself accountable, a guy that holds himself to a higher standard than even I do, and that's pretty high, he makes it easy. He makes it fun because each day you have to prepare as a coach. How am I going to challenge this player? Because he wants to be great. I mean, make no bones about it. Jack wants to be great. He's not going to accept average coaching, average teammates, average anything. So he allows me to elevate not only my coaching but the culture in the room, the way he runs to the ball, the way he finishes, the way he works out. I mean, everything about this guy, if he's going, is balls to the wall. And it bleeds into the room. It bleeds into the teammates. And he is taking that leap. It's not only with his production but with his leadership as well.
The linebacker position, how important is it in today's football? We see more sub-packages, but on one hand, you would argue then the guys who are on the field have added responsibility. How would you assess that position group with the way that teams are playing now?
Absolutely. I tell my guys all the time, I probably never could have played with these guys because now you got to be able to not just make tackles, get downhill, take on linemen like my man here to my right, but you got to be able to play in the pass game as well, space, because that's what – space is the enemy of defense, and that's what these offenses nowadays in modern football is trying to do. It's all about creating space, and if you're not able to play in space, you'll be very limited in today's game as far as what you're able to do.
Well, and it's not only that space. You put on top of that and make it more complex, it's a mobile quarterback, because now that space is always moving around.
Absolutely.
And you're a part of trying to chase down at times that mobile quarterback. How does that affect your position?
I mean, tremendously, because now it's like finding that perfect mix, because you don't want to just go out here and get a bunch of skilled guys that can cover people, because then you're going to get 200 yards ran on you each week, and you don't want that either. So, again, I go back to credit and starting with the front office, my man Brad Holmes, Ray Agnew, Rob, all these guys, Rob Loman, all these guys in the front office that put that hard hat on year round to find, because they know exactly what I'm looking for. My coaching style, violent, physical, that downhill dog mentality, but at the same time being able to accelerate, put your foot in the ground, change your direction, all these little things that it takes to play schematically and what we're asking to get done.
Well, and I think a couple years ago I saw you talking about QB spy, and how everybody thinks the answer is you just put a QB spy, but flat-footed against Anthony Richardson, who's on schedule this year, or Josh Allen or Kyler Murray early in the season. So philosophically, then, it's not as easy as just going, all right, you got him. How do you guys, without giving away a game plan, but how do you guys try to attack those mobile quarterbacks?
Well, Terrell Williams has come in, a new addition to the coaching staff. We talked about players, but that is a great addition for our staff, for that room, and you've felt and seen his impact thus far. And it starts with the front. Discipline within their rush lanes, man. You see it. I mean, when you really turn on the tape and look at it, a lot of people rush with four against these mobile guys, and it's about integrity of the four rush lanes with those guys working well together. Because, again, listen, neither here nor there. Everybody has their own philosophies. I'm not saying if you use a spy, you're just dead wrong. But to me, in my experiences from being a player and now coaching, you assign one guy to a guy like Lamar Jackson and tell him in open field, you got to get that guy on the ground. In my opinion, you just wasted a defender that could be a more aggressive player and now have added a task to him that's almost impossible, to be honest.
And you talk about dogs on the field, and you mentioned the mentality of Terrion Arnold, Jack Campbell. Derek Barnes is a guy that's been here since you've been here. How have you seen him grow? And it feels like, from what I've seen in a couple of padded practices, that there's a completely different mindset. We saw it at the end of last year, but it feels like it's been amplified this year.
When I tell you, and I've said this last year, that is a little brother to me. Literally, it is my obligation, I feel like, to make sure this player gets to where he not only wants to go, but where I think he can go with his career. And he's at the tip of that iceberg right now. This guy is a four-position player right now. The maturation process, mentally, physically, of this player, man, I'm telling you, Jack's right there. What D. Barnes is right there with them. These guys push each other, man. And the way they work, I applaud it, because it's, again, easy to coach that when guys are eager to go. They're violent. The way this guy's striking people right now. Then we had some pop down to D.N. D. Barnes. And then drop back D. Barnes. Now I need you at the mic. Now I need you at the Sam. Now I need you at the wheel. And this kid never blinks. And to know where he's gone from 2021 to now is purely a credit to D. Barnes, man, and the work that he's put in.
And the versatility.
Absolutely.
Of Jack Campbell, of Derek Barnes, Alex Anzalone. It feels like you've got a lot of fun tools to play with.
Absolutely. And I never want to leave out my man Malcolm Rodriguez. Everybody asks me about, Shep, who are your starters? And I always tell them four people. And they're like, well, you guys don't play a 4-4 defense. And I'm like, Malcolm is a starting linebacker in this league. And you see it. He's another guy on the daily, shows up. You're talking about linebacker in the run game, key and diagnosed, trigger, had in the hands, violent at the point of attack. He's everything you want from that standpoint. I just have had the luxury as a coach to have a bunch of those guys. And then Alex Anzalone not getting complacent, pushing himself, understanding he's in the prime of his career, in my point. Let's continue to take bites out of this apple and see where we could take his game as well.
We're talking to Lions linebacker coach Kelvin Shepherd. You hear a lot of passion, a lot of energy. Yeah. Kind of feels like this is the year for the defense to hold up their end of the bargain, right? You know the offense has been top five. Do you guys feel that pressure? Maybe you embrace that pressure to hold your own on that side of the ball.
We're absolutely embracing it. And to be honest, we feel a way about it because we hear it. Like, I mean, all these guys that say, I don't watch the media, I don't get on Twitter, it's a lie. You hear this stuff.
It's human
nature. Turn your phone on, if you turn on the radio, if you turn on the TV, it's there. So I'm telling you right now, guys, if anybody says that, it's a lie. We hear it, and we've heard it loud and clear for the past three seasons, and we understand this. I mean, it's rightfully so. We have to carry our weight, and we do believe that we could be a top five defense this year.
What do you think, and it's early on in the season because it's still developing, what do you want? What do you see as the identity of this defense?
The identity for people to fear us when we take the field. Like, we want people to fear this defense. When your receiver runs across the middle, we want him to have alligator arms. When your quarterback's dropping back in the pocket, him to understand it's going to be uncomfortable every time with Davenport and Hutchinson coming off the edge, Aleem McNeil pushing the pocket. We want people to be uncomfortable knowing we have to play the Lions on Sunday.
Last one from me, and I don't know if John's got more. This has been great. We really appreciate the time. You guys blitzed a lot at the end of last year, and it ratcheted that pressure up and really put people on their heels. Do you feel like that's still part of this defense, or because you guys have made wholesale changes to the secondary, you know, you feel like you can still get away with it? Just how does the defense change in terms of the aggressive blitzing mindset?
Oh, it's probably going to ramp up a bit now, because once you add those cover guys, you don't need that many guys in the zone windows, because these guys, I'm telling you, we got some young guys right now, man, that are like, I'm going to get them. No, I'm going to. You got guys fighting over number one receivers before they even put on the Lions uniform. And, I mean, that's just exciting to hear, because we're like, as linebackers, that means that we get to blitz. I don't got to drop. I'm all for it, Coach. Bring in some more of these guys. So, man, it's going to be exciting. We expect a fun year. And we understand not expectations, but what our standards are for this season and for our defense.
I can't say thanks enough for the energy, the insight. Yes. This has been fun. I'm fired up. I wish I could still go out there.
Absolutely. Trust me.
You should see the way he longingly looks out there. I catch him. He's just staring out there.
It never leaves, right?
John, I tell him, I might got one snap in me, guys, and then I'm out of there.
Yeah. But you want to pick and choose what that one snap is, right?
Absolutely.
Every advantage in the world.
Absolutely, dude.
Kelvin Shepherd, Lions linebacker coach. Good stuff. Appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate y'all having me.
It's 97.1.